Welcome to another episode of The Adventures of Online Dating. I am your host, Stephanie, and as always, I will take you through the wonderful adventure of these dating sites and online dating. So, the holidays are coming up. Anybody got plans? I am currently in North Carolina right now, and I'm going to do Thanksgiving with my mom up here. But for Christmas, I have no plans. And normally, holidays are the roughest time of year for singles. I mean, because, you know, you're supposedly alone. But they don't have to be. They really don't. And sometimes, honestly, spending the holidays by yourself is not the worst thing in the world. Last year, I had to do that. I mean, I had the normal Thanksgiving thing. I do this every year since 2013. Weirdly enough, that was after a breakup. But last year, I had to spend Christmas and New Year's by myself. And it was rough. Some of you may know the story because I mentioned him before. But Mr. Daytona, we met in early October, or excuse me, no, November. Sorry, I don't know my months. And then I went to here for Thanksgiving and came back, and it was fun for a while. And then he told me he was going to be in Colorado with his family for Christmas, which, you know, I mean, it's his family. What am I going to do? I was disappointed we weren't spending it together, but again, it's his family. But what he failed to tell me is that he wasn't going to text or call or none of that. And it came out that he thought our relationship was so new that he didn't need to do that. But that's another story. But he also told me that he was going to come home for New Year's and possibly Christmas, and that we were going to spend it together, but he lied. So I spent Christmas and Thanksgiving hoping that he was going to come home and getting ready to spend a holiday with somebody who had no intentions on spending a holiday with me. And it was a waste of time, money, and mental space. And, I was in a very, very dark place at that time because of that. It did put me into therapy. So, but again, that's nothing to do with the holidays. But the holidays, you know, because you're single is not the end of the world in the holidays. It kind of gives you special permission to do whatever you want. If you want to go on a trip, go on that trip. There are several places that have like Christmas cruises. I'm sure even Thanksgiving, but it's kind of late because that's in what, a couple of days. But in New Year's, there's so many things to do for New Year's. Go to those parties. Go to your friend's house. Do what you want. If you want to make a feast and have it all to yourself, go for it. And Christmas, if you want to go buy that gift that you've been wanting, go do it. Do whatever makes you happy. And you don't have to spend it alone. If your family is not in town, you know, go make some friends. Go spend it with friends. Tell your friends that, you know, you're looking for a place to kind of hang out for the holidays. I'm sure real friends would open their door for you. I know I would. I've always thought of, like, if I ever had to spend Thanksgiving by myself, that I would actually make a Thanksgiving meal and invite all my single friends to come and have Thanksgiving with me. That would be kind of fun. But I wish last year that I kind of was in this frame of mind that I'm in now, because I would have planned a trip for Christmas. You know, I used to go to Savannah every other month. But I kind of stopped doing that because I got in a relationship. And it's kind of expensive to do that. But I would love to go to Savannah again. And if Christmas turns out to be a solo Christmas, that's exactly what I'm going to do. But I'm also a baker, so there will be baking done. And if I'm alone, I would invite some other people who are alone also, and we could spend Christmas together. That would be fun. But be extra kind to yourself during the holidays. You know, make it self-care. You know, make time for projects that you haven't had time to do. Like I said, travel, get together with single friends, and, you know, go to those parties. Don't isolate. Don't just stay in the house and isolate because you think that, you know, nobody wants you around because, you know, you're single. That's not true. You know, talk to your friends. They will tell you that. But, you know, it is a tough time for people. I mean, you know, suicide is very, I don't want to say popular, but it happens mostly during the holiday season, and so does depression. And, you know, it's a beautiful season. There's no reason to be depressed because you're single, you know, and, you know, don't stop looking for that person. They're out there. So what are some ways that you can make the most out of a holiday being solo? Well, I've been looking on the internet and some of them have really good tips. One of them is treat yourself in a memorable or nostalgic way. You know, as long as you're not, you know, spending too or out of your budget, I guess, you know, go ahead and, you know, splurge and go buy yourself that Christmas gift that you've been wanting. Dive into a book, watch that movie, fix that thing that needs to be fixed, learn a new skill. You know, there's all sorts of stuff. And remember what and who you still have. If you still have family, go ahead and Zoom them. You know, it's so easy to stay in contact with people these days. You got the internet, you got Zoom, you got, you know, all those technological ways. And pets, don't forget pets, man. They're awesome. I just recently lost one, which is a reason I was not able to record the Creeps and Cocktails for last week, because believe me, I got one. But they're nice. They're wonderful. They love you unconditionally, and they don't care what happens this holiday. They're just happy to have you there. I still have two of my babies left, and I love them, and I miss them now because I'm in North Carolina. But, you know, just remember what you got. Be happy with for what you have. Don't keep dwelling on what you don't have. And set whatever tone you want. I mean, my gosh, that's one of the best things about being an adult and being single is, you know, you get to do what you want. You know, you make the rules, you know, break the rules, do whatever you want. And while you're at it, create new traditions with your substitute family or just yourself. One of the things I do solo is I always watch Charlie Brown Christmas, and I watch The Grinch, usually back to back. But those are my two favorite movies since childhood, Christmas movies since childhood. And don't forget, TBS has a Christmas Story 24 hours. So, you know, watch some of that. And you got to reset your expectations on what you think for, you know, the holidays. You know, don't raise the bar too high. And, you know, be realistic in what you expect. I mean, you know, and one of the best ways is to volunteer your time. You know, go Go volunteer in a soup kitchen or a homeless shelter. Same thing. Or, you know, go help the elderly or, you know, giving your time to someone in need. You really get a lot out of that also. It really makes you feel good to be able to make somebody's year, day, minute special. It really does. And practice hospitality, you know, bake cookies and give them out or just give them to yourself. But, you know, just, you know, do things that make your heart feel good. They say get in touch with your spiritual side. I'm not sure about that. I mean, I'm not very religious, which is weird for Christmas, but, you know, figure out what the holiday means to you. And what you're looking for in the new year, what you're looking for in Christmas. You know, I may not be religious, but church may be a great way for you guys to connect with other people. And, you know, that might be a way to, you know, make friends and find somebody to spend the holidays with. And be strategic about combating loneliness. You know, don't do anything stupid. You know, there are ways to, you know, make a connection with others and reaching out because, you know, there's other people who are going through the exact same thing you are. And you got to do the minimum care for yourself. I mean, you know, getting out of bed, feeding yourself, you know, go outside and exercise, walk or something. You know, join a group or class that meets at the same day, at the same time. And, you know, have a routine and stick with the routine. That will help. And start a gratitude journal for the holidays. Realizing what you're actually grateful for really helps you combat that loneliness and combat that, you know, depression during the holidays. You know, everybody has something that they're grateful for, whether it's family, friends, job, pets, or, you know, just dig into yourself and figure out what you are grateful for. And, you know, share your appreciation of the people in your life. You know, let them know that you care about them. You know, and I'm sure they'll let them know that, you know, they care about you also. And here's something I can stand behind. Have a TV marathon. I love having my marathons. Last year for New Year's, it was, holy crap, what was it? Not House of the Dragon, Game of Thrones. My God, I can't believe I forgot that name of it. I actually finished it on New Year's Eve, and boy, was that good. Yes, I know, I'm behind the party, but it was awesome. And, you know, attack the day. Set a goal, accomplish the goal, and do this daily, and, you know, it'll help you get through. But, you know, sometimes doing all that, you know, people get lonely for the holidays, and that's perfectly understandable. But that's when the self-care comes in. You know, go see a movie. Go to your favorite place to eat. Go to a friend's house, you know, and, you know, maybe go on that date. Who knows? And, you know, it remind yourself that, you know, it's going to be different next year. And it will be. You know, you have a whole year to plan out your next Christmas. I mean, tell you the truth, that's what I did. And this Christmas, my mom will be home. She wasn't home last year. And, you know, if by chance she can't come home this year, I'll come to her. It's up here in North Carolina. I will definitely come here. Or go to Savannah. I do want to go to Savannah, Georgia. I love that place. But, and, you know, don't force yourself to do the same thing that you do every single Christmas. You know, like I said, make new traditions. Take care of yourself. Do what you want to do, not what people want you to do. It's very important. And, you know, you might want to make a game plan on what you're planning on doing and, you know, just follow through with it. Don't decide, you know, oh, I don't want to. Just do it. Do it. Do it. And, yeah, But I hope you guys do have a good Christmas. And believe me, I'm there for you. So, you know, reach out on my Facebook page. And, you know, we'll get through this holiday together. And if you're in Florida, hey, you know, maybe maybe we'll get together. Well, you all stay safe, and thank you for listening. And, you know, you have a wonderful Christmas, wonderful New Year's, wonderful Thanksgiving. Yes, I know I said that out of order. But, and be safe. I love you guys. Bye.